Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you the Texas Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
We're doing pretty okay. I know we have a lot of baseball things to get to, but we were just having another conversation. I know you're usually managing in these games, but as a sports fan, what's the best time zone to live in terms of watching sports in your life?
Oh, no question. I think you have to look at the West Coast. I lived on the West Coast, and you know, you can watch late games, you know, still get to bed at a normal hour. In fact, a lot of my relatives live in on the East Coast in North Carolina or South Carolina, and so they would follow our games on the West Coast, but they would complain how late they'd have to stay up sometimes. So, yeah, it's pretty nice on the West Coast.
All right. Interesting. We've gotten some answers from younger people who maybe don't love the West Coast because they don't want to go to bed at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. They want to like be watching sports and doing stuff till all hours of the night. So we might tell them to move to the East Coast.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
Right. Now I've done both. I grew up on the East Coast and, was here in the West Coast, but, it was really strange at first when I first, lived out on the West Coast, how early the games were, especially, you know, the 1 o'clock games, you know, or even earlier, you know, you got to get up early in the morning to catch them.
Now, I know at this point in the season, it probably feels like every game, especially where y'all are in the standings, is a must win. But if you look at this being the last game of the Houston series, does tonight legitimately feel like a must win game for this team?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how we look at it. You know, would it be the end all? No, stranger things have happened.
Yep.
But still, yeah, this is a critical game. I mean, there's no getting around it. We know that. You know, we're going into tonight thinking like that. We did last night. We did all three of these games. I mean, we look at this road trip as could be, it could determine our season. That's how we looked at it. So, you know, that's not changing a sense of urgency deal, but still, you can't ever change that mindset because you can't ask for help at this point. You got to win games, and it's not going to happen when you get so many games back. But I'll tell you, I've been three games back with three to go and won a division. So, yeah, you just, you know, anything can happen.
Oh my gosh, that's the quote that I'm just going to tattoo on my back. I'm just saying, I've been three games back with three to go and still won it. That's the fingers crossed hope here, Boach, for us. Is it fair to say that you guys have had the benefit of being able to develop while also vying for contention this season because of these younger players and kind of seeing a future for them down the road too?
Yeah, I agree. These guys are getting a good look, and it's good for them, but also for all of us, front office, everybody to evaluate where we're at as far as our depth and our prospects coming up here. And anytime you're playing September baseball and talking about meaningful games, yeah, it's an invaluable experience for these guys. Because part of this whole deal, yeah, you got to have the talent down there, and you got to have that mental toughness and us dealing with the adversity we talk about, the tough losses and all that. But you got to be able to perform under pressure, and those are winning players. And these guys get better the more they do it by playing in games like this.
Well, and that was one of the things. I know Freeman got his home run last night, but that at bat by Osuna, where he just continued to battle and then got the walk, like that's that kind of at bat has got to be something fun to watch, and you got to be pretty proud of a guy to go through something like that too.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up because we talked about that after the game. What a tremendous at bat that was by a young kid who's battled, and that's what he does, man. He just fights you. He's not intimidated by anything. He's having fun with this, but also he has that intensity you like. And no, that was a huge at bat, and good for him. And like I said, it just gets better and better the more times they go through this.
I know this is a huge part of your job, but can you walk us through how you processed, hey, Adolis is back and he's done a lot of great things for us, especially in clutch situations against the Astros versus, you know, Hellman's really been on fire. Like, can you walk us through that process of how you've been balancing that out?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the upside with Garcia, with Goldie, if we get him right, we've seen what he's done here in Houston too. For some reason, he's one of those guys that can rise to the occasion, and especially against this ball club and playing, you know, they come out, they boom, and it just seems like it just gets them fired up. And yeah, his timing has been a little bit off. He's missed some time. So played him a game there in New York, you know, hoping to find that. And Hellman's done a great job. I pinch hit for him last night and put Dolly in there. Dolly had success of Abreu, 5-for-15 with a couple of homers and, you know, some doubles. And he got the base hit, but you can't give up on a guy that can carry you. And that's the kind of guy Dolly is, because we're missing a lot of these core players. So I guess to answer your question, yeah, you stay with your hot hand. And yeah, that's why Hellman went back in there yesterday and went back to as their nicknames now, the Little Rascals. Mm-hmm. We put them back in there yesterday. But that's a tough, you know, deal for them. They saw some good pitching. But anyway, yeah, I'm going with, to be honest, what I'm seeing on matchups, what I think could be a good matchup at this point, even for Garcia, but, you know, for Hellman and Osuna, all these guys.
In terms of tonight's game, who looks like the better matchups for your lineup?
Yeah, this is a guy that's been really tough on Garcia. It's not a small sample, but may have to end up playing him. We've got something going on. I just assume keep it here with the player, but hopefully when I get to the park, he'll be fine.
As that's a physical, not a disciplinary issue.
How's
Danny Coulom feeling after his outing last night?
He came out of it fine. Yeah, he I'm sure was glad to be back up there, but he went out, he finished the inning, went out, faced a hitter, which he doesn't do a lot, but with our situation,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are pushing guys a little bit to help give other guys breaks, and he hadn't been pitching a lot, but he's good to go.
Also, in my mind, as I was watching things last night, it was always Chris Martin's plan to hit a batter and then get the double play after that. Is that always part of the plan, or was that just, good luck?
Yeah, that's become part of his deal, hasn't it? Nice play by Freeman.
Yes.
Really nice play. And a huge play because we kept the pitches down on Martin. It seems like when he gets up there a little bit, this is when this little deal flares up where he gets a little bit of numbness. So it's good to see him healthy. Hopefully we'll have him the rest of the way here as we try to get on the roll.
And I don't want this to come off as too negative. I was just kind of curious. Merrill Kelly, the last outing before last night, he kind of got knocked around on those first two at-bats for home runs, and then last night was kind of a struggle for him. What's he going through at the moment?
Yeah, last night he did give up, a couple hard-hit balls the first two batters again, but settled down and actually was making some pretty good pitches. We didn't handle a couple balls. Our defense, it's not quite been as crisp.
Yeah.
You notice, that has not helped us, and that's what we've been so good at. There's a play in New York that, we probably didn't handle right, and Smitty throws that ball in the dirt. He's so good over there. And next guy hits a two-run homer. These things are hurting us right now, just keeping the rallies going. It's giving them momentum, and that's what we have done so good all year. And but getting back to Merrill, and there was a play or two I thought we could have made, and then everything they hit, they just weren't hitting. I'm talking about the soft hit balls. Yeah. They weren't hit at somebody. So he had a little bad luck to go with it, but now he's fine. What I loved about the game you're talking about after, those two home runs.
Yeah.
He pitched a heck of a game.
He did.
Now, y'all almost got the comeback yesterday. Does that matter in terms of hopefully building into today? Or are you just like, that's great, but we did still lose?
Sure. I think it does something for the club. If you go through that game and don't even look like you're putting up a fight, you look flat, down, and this is what I'm proud of with this club, how they kept fighting back. They have a winning run up there in the eighth and ninth.
Yeah.
On the own base. And Freeman's, we have so much confidence in him. He made a good pitch on with two strikes. He got that fastball where he wanted it, but and then of course Higgy, who's as clutch as anybody we have, and but he made some good pitches, with those sliders he was throwing. So we had the right guys up there, but I just loved the way they kept the line moving and kept. The life in the dugout was really good, incredible actually. Last two, three innings, how they wanted to try to find a way to win that game.
I kind of got maybe a little too excited when I saw a little video of Marcus Semien taking some BP. Was any excitement good, or is being a little overexcited for me there?
Well, I think it's good to be excited. Yeah, he's making a lot of progress. So we're going to get him looked at again and make sure all is fine and how hard we can push him here. But I saw him running yesterday. He's taking BP, and that's always a good thing when you see, your core guy is getting close to getting back on the field.
One of those core guys is, of course, Corey Seager. I know he had internalized hopes for maybe being back for the homestand. Can you tell us anything on that front?
Making progress, making really good progress now that he's able to do some rotational stuff and taking some light swings, just getting better every day with him. And, you know, Corey, hey, there's times when we thought, well, he's 4 or 5 days away and he'll take a round of BP off of live pitching, and he'll say that night, I'm good to go. So that's kind of what we're hoping for.
What is the most difficult thing whenever a guy's had time off and then comes back up to the plate? Is it just the timing, or is there something else there that they typically deal with?
It's timing more than anything. That's just something they haven't seen. It's not that easy to hit major league pitching, and when you haven't faced it for, you know, a couple of weeks, it's really a challenge for the guys coming back, and a lot of them aren't excited about going down to minor leagues in the rehab, but, you know, you end up doing the rehab up here, and that's not a good thing as you're trying to get their timing. And but Corey's a little different. He's got a really simple swing. His routine, it's simple, and so there's not a lot going on with his swing. So he's one of those guys, I think, you know, Christmas Day, he could go out there and hit for you.
I'd love to see that maybe one day.
Me too.
We're celebrating Christmas together. I don't know. The Jacob deGrom on the mound, we've had this special ability to be able to watch him this season, and we're excited that he's on the hill today for us. I did notice he's given up 23 home runs. Does that just come with the territory, or do you look at that and go, well, that's circumstantial? What's the feeling whenever a pitcher like that's given up 23 home runs?
Yeah, it's a guy that detects the strike zone. Occasionally he's made mistakes with that slider. That's a pitch that they have done some damage on.
Okay.
But even a fastball, you know, they're just misfires with him. What I do like about him, they're usually solo home runs because he just pounds the strike zone so well. And I'm sure he'll tell you probably has given up more home runs than he normally does. To me, it's more of an aberration this year for him on the long ball that's hurt him.
It was our buddy Derek Holland would usually tell us that most of his home runs he gave up was on challenge pitches because he was just like, I'll show you. And I don't feel like that's Jacob deGrom that much.
Yeah. It's where the game is now, guys. That's what they're trying to do is slug and hit home runs. So you're seeing more of them now than ever.
And then last thing, wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't at least give it one more shot. You can't give us an update about which player might be banged up?
No, I'd like to talk to the player, you know, to see where he's at. So that's all.
All right.
Works for us.
Yeah. Appreciate it, sir. Understood.
We think he's fine, but I'm just giving you an example. Sometimes you may wonder why so-and-so's playing or not playing. This is part of it. Maybe something going on. We're hoping, that all is fine, and I think it is, and I'll know here in a couple hours.
All right. We will catch up with you again next week. Best of luck tonight, good sir.
Okay. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Boach.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. So a variety of different things there. Obviously hoping that the player in question is fine.
But yes.
Keep an eye out on that lineup. Maybe no Adolis, it sounds like, because of not the most overwhelming splits against the Astros pitcher this evening.
Yeah, Christian Javier's pretty good at times against him, against the Rangers. We've seen it before. He's also been knocked around by them before, too. So hopefully tonight's one of those nights.
And then that was an interesting answer on DeGrom. He went to the slider and then said there's been some fastballs he's given up the home runs on, but that the majority of them have been solo home runs. And Derek's told us that. Mike's told us that. We've had other pitchers that told us that. It's never going to be the solo home runs that kill you on a long-term basis.
Yeah, and the real point of that, too, is whenever you don't have runners on, you feel like you can attack the strike zone differently.
Right.
And maybe you do hang that slider just a little bit. Whenever you have runners on, you're painting corners just a little bit more. Your sequencing's just a little bit different. And you approach it you approach it differently. You go up there with two different approaches with runners on. So that is a positive thing when it comes to that with DeGrom. And again, he's like tied for 22nd in home runs given up.
Right.
So it's not like he's, you know,
but it's still the second
other ones. They
most.
Have like 43.
Yeah.
And hey, well, Merrill Kelly has 23 also. So he's tied. Well, I guess he would be tied for 22nd or maybe tied for 30. I don't know exactly how that goes, Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.